The Story Believe, Chapter 4, Imbolc. Beatrice almost did not make it to this Imbolc celebration with her women's circle due to some last-minute scheduling conflicts. So, she was rather distracted on the morning drive to the cabin during this overcast, frigid day. By the time she arrived, she was not sure she would be able to focus. However, this worry quickly dissipated as she walked the barren stone path to the cabin and was met by Shanae, another woman in the group. They both quickly made their way inside the warm cabin and settled into the circle with the other women. Today's ritual was a celebration of Brigid, the Celtic goddess who represented the early stirrings of spring in the wheel of the year. The women began by giving thanks to the land and their ancestors, then called in the directions while a fierce wind blew outside. Allie shared the legend of Brigid, noting that this is the time of year when roots began to stir in the earth, gently awakening from the winter slumber. It was a preparation of sorts for spring, when life would more fully emerge to welcome another turn in the wheel of the year. Once the ritual concluded, it was time for the writing portion of the day, and Bea was anxious to see what lay ahead in this next chapter. So she picked up her pen and began to write. Lee was so grateful that Lee was feeling better and growing stronger every day, thanks to the moon ritual offered by V. Over the next few weeks, Lee spent time learning the elemental magic that V had used for her friend's healing. It was not knowledge her family held, and she was intrigued by this new vantage point of healing others steeped in more ritual than plant alchemy, which was her expertise. V readily shared the wisdom gleaned from her people about how to honor the elements that made up life, and how they were tied to the directions that set the stage for ritual intention and practice. V shared stories about using ritual to heal others, amplifying any potions she created out of plants and flowers found in the nearby fields and woods. Lee shared her knowledge of plant alchemy and the moon phases that were her family's wisdom. With this exchange of information, the two women grew close, and Lee felt drawn to invite her to join them on their journey that would resume in a few days' time. V accepted the invitation, and the women prepared to leave the village. The night before they were to leave, Megan approached Lee to inquire if she was sure about having V join them, as Megan had an uneasy feeling about the proposal. Lee assured her that all would be well as they set out the next day, with the sun high in the sky and the ground beginning to thaw from the winter. As this part of the forest had a much greater distance between communities, the women would often find a good place to make camp for the night. Each evening, they would sit around the fire sharing stories of their homes, families, and dreams for the future. Those who could carry a tune would sing songs from their homelands, and others would share folklore stories of their ancestors. The women felt comfortable with one another as they learned more about their individual histories, which often led to common threads of understanding. On occasion, Lee and V would join to share knowledge about plant alchemy, the art of ritual, and reading signs in nature that helped them to navigate life. Most of the time, the women got along. However, at times there would be misunderstandings. But Megan could always help them find a compromise or at least come to a common agreement that honored their differences. Lee recognized that while the journey had been long, they had a much longer path ahead of them, one that would be filled with joys and sorrows, and that they would need each other to navigate what was coming. Bee felt this part of the story was complete for now when she heard the prompt from Allie that the writing time had concluded. On the drive home, she thought a lot about the relationships that women had with one another. The deep trust and vulnerability that so easily emerged in these circles was such a gift. She realized that these women's circles were a powerful way of helping women to remember their ancestral wisdom and offer permission to claim it in a world that did not always support that kind of intelligence, a mystical intelligence. She was grateful that she had found refuge in this group and hoped everyone would find a place where they felt they could discover their most authentic self.